to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And CNN has, they're actually carrying that story about the 86 million invisible unemployed over at their money site. We're going to be posting it to whatreallyhappened.com. This is quite revealing that all of a sudden they're confronting the reality of the unemployment picture. And that may mean that the corporate media has finally come to understand that the alternative media is here to stay. And we're going to be here calling them on the deceptions and lies until they start cleaning up their act. Or somebody's just saying, well, we got to make the economy look bad under Obama's rule so we can get Mitt Romney in there. We're not exactly sure of the motivation. But there was one comment I wanted to make relative to Ron Paul and how all of a sudden Fox News is grudgingly admitting that he is qualified to be at the Tampa convention. He has enough delegates. He's a player. You know, it is going to be a fight. Romney's not going to get it on a first vote unless the Republican National Committee succeeds in blocking all state delegations that aren't pro-Romney, which they're trying to do with Nevada right now. But what we want to be doing right now is watching very carefully how the corporate media treats Ron Paul. We know how terrible they have been toward him up until this point. And if they continue that, then it just means that, yeah, the GOP is going to keep on finding some way to block him from the nomination, or if necessary, shoot him or some such nonsense like that. But if we see the corporate media start to treat Ron Paul with a little more respect, it means that somebody inside the corporate media is saying Ron Paul might actually pull this off with this delegate strategy. And this is as political as it gets. This is as dirty as it gets. And we need to keep an eye on this thing. And by the way, one more thing. If you have not donated to Ron Paul, please do so right now. If you have donated, donate again. This is no time to stumble. This is the little money standing up against the big money. And the big money is very, very afraid right now. This is a fight down to the finish, and the first one that quits loses. Keep that in mind. All righty. Anyway, getting back to some of the stories that we have to talk about. We've been talking about the F-22. Apparently, the very last one has now been delivered to the U.S. government. Hugely expensive aircraft, $500 million each. And they just took delivery. The Air Force received the last one from Lockheed Martin. So they've got all these things now. Okay, great. Except they're asphyxiating their pilots. They're already deploying them over there to the United Arab Emirates to threaten Iran with. Pilots are saying they don't want to fly them. There is a problem with the oxygen cutting off at high altitudes and the pilots, you know, losing consciousness. And there has been an accident now. Okay, there was an airplane that crashed. An F-22 on a training mission in November of 2010, 100 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska. The U.S. government, the Air Force, is saying it was pilot error. The pilot screwed up. And the family is saying, no, he didn't screw up. He blacked out because his oxygen system quit working. It's a known problem. And it reminds me very much of an incident that happened back in 1982. Where there was an F-16 crash that killed Captain Ted Hardeval in Korea. Now, the F-16 was the first aircraft with an all-electronics flight control system. No levers, no rods, no wires. It was nicknamed the electric jet. And it had this amazing wire harness inside. There's enough wire inside the F-16 to wire an entire residential neighborhood. And at the time of the crash, flying at night, the cockpit instruments were telling Captain Hardeval that he was at low altitude, but his artificial horizon was inverted, and he didn't realize he was flying upside down. We're going to come back to this and what happened after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
All right, welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this recent crash of an F-22 where the Air Force is saying, oh, it's pilot error. You know, this nothing wrong with our $500 million airplane that we bought so many of at taxpayer expense while our school children are going hungry. There could never be anything wrong with our weapon systems here. And by the way, if you've never seen the movie or read the book, The Pentagon Wars, about the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle, you got to see it. It's a funny movie. Richard Benjamin directed it, and he just did a masterful job. Just a wonderfully funny movie. Anyway, this thing with the F-22 is reminding me very much of an incident that happened back in 1982 when an F-16 crashed in Korea and killed the pilot, Captain Ted Hardeville. And it turned out, ultimately, what had happened was the wiring harness on his jet had been fraying because during high-G maneuvers, it was rubbing against structural members, and the harness was fraying and shorting out, and the F-16, which was totally dependent on the electronics, started having instrumentation failures. And in this particular case, the artificial horizon was actually inverted. And Captain Hardeville was flying upside down, and because it was dark at night, he didn't realize it. And he got a low-altitude warning because he was flying upside down. And so he pulled back on the stick thinking he was going into a climb and drove the plane right into the ground. And the Air Force said, yeah, pilot error. He was an idiot. He deserved to die, blah, blah. Nothing wrong with our F-16s. We would never buy improper equipment. And it turned out the widow of the pilot sued, and during the course of the trial discovered internal documents from General Dynamics that proved they were not only aware of the wiring harness fraying problem and how it could interrupt the instrument failures, they had issued a maintenance memo saying, keep checking on the wire in this location. And that memo was classified. But there was a whistleblower who came forward. Janet Hardeville won a $3.1 million settlement against General Dynamics. Unfortunately, it was overturned on appeal. Because apparently, and I did not know this until recently, the federal defense contractors enjoy blanket immunity from lawsuits brought about by the families of people killed in deficient products. So the widow ultimately got nothing. I presume that she got some residuals. There was a made-for-TV movie about this incident called Afterburn, starring Laura Dern. It was made in 1992. We're going to have a phone call here. Bass in Holland. Aloha, Bass. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
I am a first-time caller, and I've been a fan of your website for quite some time. And I've noticed that you haven't been talking about the global warming effect lately, or the
I should say that. I actually have it in the talking points list for a little later in the show, but let's do it
right
now.
Good thing. I did notice that you always mention the carbon junkies, not the carbon junkies, but the people that want taxes from the carbon emissions. And
the
last
carbon Nazis.
Things, yeah. Oh, the carbon Nazis even. I do know that in the old IPCC reports, the official reports from the organization that says actually you should do this and this with the carbon emissions, that they state themselves that water is the main greenhouse gas,
mm-hmm.
and they. So themselves do not mention the importance of water on our global warming. They only say the global warming effect on Earth due to the gases is about 33 degrees Celsius. But they do not mention what is the effect of the water. And I was hoping that you had some insight to that.
Well, basically, the idea was that this whole global warming movement was not about globe. It wasn't about warming. It wasn't about the environment. It was about carbon taxes and submission to a global environmental authority from the United Nations, which is why the IPC was putting this stuff out. The fact of the matter is that, yes, of the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, water is by far the most prevalent and methane the most potent. But methane comes from deep sea microbes who are far too intelligent a life form to agree to Al Gore's carbon tax. So they settled on carbon dioxide, figuring that we could guilt the American or the people of the world into paying carbon taxes and carbon credits and agreeing to a more austere lifestyle in the name of saving planet Earth so that the money junkies could have that much more money from us. It isn't working out very well. And the reality is there's now new research that shows this greenhouse gas mechanism that they've been waving around as the cause of global warming actually doesn't work in the atmosphere the same way they had it set up to work inside the laboratory. The laboratory proof of greenhouse gas effect was contrived to produce the maximum possible result, and it just isn't duplicatable in nature. And
Go ahead. Compare the amount of water and CO2 in the atmosphere and compare the infrared diagram of both. You can
the contribution of warming from carbon dioxide, it's a tiny fraction of 1%. And there are natural sources of carbon dioxide that can't be taxed. Like we've got this big old volcano off here to the southeast, and that puts out a lot of carbon dioxide. We all exhale carbon dioxide. All livestock produces carbon dioxide. There are rotting foliage produces carbon dioxide. And it's just this idea of human-caused carbon dioxide is the sole control of the environment is absolute nonsense. And we're finding out more and more that these claims made by the carbon Nazis are complete nonsense. For one thing, the world is not getting warmer. It has been cooling. In fact, it looks like we're on the verge of a new little ice age. In fact, the forecasters in Great Britain right now are saying they're expecting sub-zero temperatures. In this next month, they're going back into a winter chill. you know, and they're talking about 9 degrees below zero centigrade. That's freezing weather. So there's going to be ice out there. Another little study they just got done doing, one of the biggest images that the carbon Nazis were waving around at all of us was this image of a polar bear stranded on an ice floe, and, oh, the world is melting, and the bear is going to drown before it can get back to land. And it turned out, first of all, the photo they were using was taken in the summer when the ice is supposed to be melting anyway. And, the, you know, the idea is polar bears float. That fur, that nice white fur on them, it's actually hollow. And not only does it make it more buoyant, it makes it more thermally insulated. And polar bears swim in the ice water. They're perfectly comfortable in it. It's what they evolved to be comfortable in. Somebody did a GPS tracker on a polar bear and found out polar bears will swim nonstop for 10 days, at which point they stop tracking the bear. So this idea that these polar bears on this ice floe a couple of miles from the shoreline were doomed to death because of global warming, it was just a public relations stunt.
As is the new term, that's global change. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what they're recovering from. They can't say global warming, so they say it's climate change, as if that's something that's not supposed to happen. The climate's always changing. It always has. It, long before humans showed up, it'll keep on changing after we're gone. It's not supposed to stay the same. This idea that climate can be locked into a particular configuration to somebody's arbitrary definition of what is ideal, that's the unnatural and artificial abomination.
I agree, and most models, I think, are incomplete and not simulating the real world.
No, they aren't.
They're
set up to produce.
They're always referring to the models.
Yeah, they're set up to produce a desired result. I mean, we've got some of these environmental scientists. I'm sorry?
The programmer wants to have a certain output of his program, so he puts in the input of himself.
Yeah, very much so. When the ClimateGate scandal broke and some of the computer source code was being leaked, you could see right in the code where they were fudging the numbers to produce the hockey stick result. And that's where. And when the real world didn't match up to it, I mean, we've got some of these environmental people, on the record saying, well, we don't care what the real world is doing. We're basing all of our analysis and our prognostications on the computer models. But anybody who's done computer work knows garbage in, garbage out. And that's exactly what we've been getting. And ClimateGate and FakeGate and HimalayaGate and all the other environmental gates have basically shown this was never about science and doing what was best for the Earth. It was just another way of scaring people out of money and obedience. And it's a textbook case of a conspiracy for people to study. It involved multiple governments. It involved the media. It involved the United Nations, the IPCC, NOAA, NASA. All of them were caught in this thing. And it proves that, yeah, you're being ruled by lies and deception by everybody above you.
Okay. And Mike, I don't hope that too much Fukushima radioactive debris will get near your beaches. And I wish you a happy night.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. And so far here in Hawaii, we've been very lucky. The Pacific Gyre Current has been taking most of the airborne radiation north of us. I know it's hitting the mainland now. Some of the tsunami debris is now starting to wash up on the beaches of Alaska and Canada and the United States. I don't know that we have any here. I haven't seen any, but not that I hang out on the beaches a whole heck of a lot. The official story is that the tsunami debris is in the archipelago out toward the western islands, toward Midway, and will be getting down here to Hawaii sometime probably in the next year. But it will get here eventually. And it's kind of interesting you mention that, because I've noticed, even though the FDA is saying that no testing of seafood for radiation is necessary, that a lot of the large fishery wholesalers are starting to do it as an advertising thing, because they know we're very concerned about not eating anything from the Pacific Ocean that might not be safe. And so they're taking it upon themselves to do testing and put on their package, tested for radiation, blah, blah, blah. And sooner or later, everybody's going to have to do that, because you can't just make this go away through wishful thinking. All righty, there's the music. We're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Happen radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Obviously, that revelation that the true jobless rate inside the United States of America is now 86 million plus should come as a wake-up call. We're also seeing that the Baltic Dry Index has set a new low. And for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, the Baltic Dry Index is a measure of the amount of raw materials being transported to America's factories by global shipping. And obviously, it is the earliest indicator of an economic downturn or upturn, because before people can start manufacturing products, they have to order raw materials. And if they stop ordering raw materials, it means they're not getting the orders for manufactured goods. And so the Baltic Dry Index has become a key indicator of future economic activity. And it is very low and going lower. And again, as all of the wealth of the nation is sucked up to pour all over Wall Street and all over war, the rest of the nation is locking up. It simply cannot function unless it starts developing its own alternative monetary systems. And, of course, the Federal Reserve will absolutely not allow that to happen. Remember when Bernard von Notthaus and the Liberty Dollars, which were currency coins made out of silver and gold, real money, and they were declared basically a counterfeit, and you will use the phony paper notes and so forth and so on. The situation remains that the debt-based systems are being spread around the world by force of arms, by point of a bayonet. The CEO pay at your average American bank is now $10.5 million thanks to bailouts and bonuses, while austerity is being forced onto the middle class. And remember, when you're looking at that 86 million jobless number, 95% of those were middle-class people who had their jobs taken away and sent to other countries around the world. That is the true scale of the damage and destruction done to the United States of America. And let me ask you an honest question. Could Osama bin Laden, even if he had not died at the end of 2001, even if he were still alive today, hooked up to his dialysis machine in that house in Pakistan, which, by the way, they never found any dialysis machine in the house after who we're told was bin Laden was whacked a year ago. He was on dialysis 10 years ago, which means he wouldn't be alive today anyway, but there should have been a dialysis machine in the house and there wasn't one. Little side note. But even if he was still alive today, and the villain that the media tells us he is, could he have done as much damage to the United States of America as Wall Street did? Who has destroyed more lives? Who's destroyed more property? Who's destroyed the very future of the nation? Bin Laden or the Wall Street money junkies? We're on a very, very dangerous and destructive path. We are unfortunately slaves to a bunch of addicts who cannot think straight because they are addicts and they won't even admit that they're addicts. Have you ever seen somebody who's like really into their drugs? And the most benign example would be cigarettes and alcohol, where it's considered glamorous and up and trendy and hip, and they'll have wet bars in the living room and, you know, a fine exotic wine collection in the basement to make it look like it's an expression of culture. Or in the heyday when smoking was still considered socially acceptable, you would have big, ornate, expensive lighters and cigarette holders and cigarette cases. And, you know, I remember living in our house where my mother, who was a smoker, and it did ultimately catch up with her. And she had these special cigarettes, you know, with colored papers and very decorated and very pretty to offer to guests who came to visit. And if you're ever exposed to the illicit drug culture, you'll see the same thing. They like to decorate the paraphernalia and the pipes and the lighters and the little straws and all the rest of that stuff. They actually have artists make really nice things because that sort of makes it look like it's cool and it's hip. And what they're doing is they're all telling themselves they don't have a problem with the alcohol, the tobacco, the heroin, the cocaine, the meth. And it's the same thing with the money junkies. They decorate themselves. They look and live like drug lords, $100,000 wristwatches on the wrist, as a way of telling themselves that what they're doing is okay. But we know it isn't. Just like we've seen alcoholism destroy families, we've seen heroin addiction destroy families and the local community, we've seen meth addiction destroy families and the local community, cocaine addiction, we know it's a problem. And it's the same thing with money addiction. And look what it has done to this nation. The money addicts were put in charge of our economy almost 100 years ago, and look where we are today. It is time for an intervention. We better get one. We're going to be in a lot of trouble here. All righty, let's see. We're almost at the end of this segment. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny has taken over control of the Starship Republic and is in the control room ready to answer your calls when you call on in. When we come on back, we've got a couple more stories here about Israel and the boycott divestment maneuver. We already talked about the radiation test. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I'm watching on TV. They're spending a lot of time about this Chinese dissident. You know, will he come over to the U.S.? Will he not come over to the U.S.? You know, ooh, bad China for coming down on the dissidents. You got to put the guy in Oakland, let them shoot him in the head with a tear gas canister. I think it is the height of hypocrisy for the United States to be posturing and posing that they're concerned about this one guy over there in China. And I think the agenda here is actually to start finding ways to demonize China, to eventually get involved in a war with China so the U.S. government can say, well, we don't have to pay you back all that money we borrowed. We're at war now. And we never lose a war. We were paid to take a dive in Vietnam. That's what happened. All righty. Over in Israel, the United Nations has been inspecting their prisons over there and basically saying that the Israeli treatment of hunger strikers is appalling, in their words. That the treatment of Palestinian prisoners is way below what is considered international standards here. Now, I'm sure that if you are anything like me and you're out there in cyberspace and you're criticizing Israel about what's going on, you will inevitably run into these people who will troll your comments, and they'll call you an anti-Semite, and they'll scream Israel is this and Israel is that and Israel has a right to defend itself. Well, we have pointed out many, many times how Israel has been caught bribing the American media to report the news in a way that favors Israel. The U.S. Senate did a study on it, found it was a major problem, promptly classified the report for 25 years. You, the American people, aren't supposed to know that the corporate media is under the control of a foreign power. It'll just confuse you. And we had reported on how the Israel's foreign ministry was hiring online posters as well. Well, apparently it's now become institutionalized. The National Union of Israeli Students is now a full-time partner in the Israeli government's propaganda effort. And they've launched a program that will pay Israeli university students $2,000 to post pro-Israel propaganda online for 5 hours per week from the comfort of their home. You, of course, have to go out and get a job at the burger place to pay your college bills. And apparently this National Union of Israeli Students is also partnering with Israel's Jewish agency to send Israeli students as missionaries to spread propaganda in other countries for which they will be paid. And so the lesson here is, from now on, when you're online at a blog, at a newspaper comment section, whatever, and you're seeing somebody posting about how great Israel is and how the world hates them and it's going to be a new Holocaust if we don't lay waste to all of the Arab states, you're probably seeing somebody who's paid to post that. It may or may not be their honest opinion. They're hired to post that stuff out there. Especially the ones coming in and screaming that you're an anti-Semite, Nazi, whatever. Going to go to the phones. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
You're on the air.
I just wanted to say I'm really happy that you came back. I mean, I love your show. Excellent. I can't compliment you more.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit late. I just came in the door, and I just heard something you were talking about. CEO bank salaries, $10 million. Is that correct?
Well, it's the salary plus their bonuses and other compensation, and most of it is funded out of these bailouts. And as you're probably already aware, the person who was in charge of the TARP program has basically come out and said that the claims that TARP was paid back and that it helped the American people were out-and-out lies, that it was just a taxpayer giveaway to Wall Street to help them recover from the consequences of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And there's still a lot of bad paper out there, and the banks are still engaged in fraudulent foreclosure of homes to try and keep their balance sheets in the black. And it may yet bring down the banking system and the U.S. government, but unfortunately the American people are going to be sacrificed first.
Yeah, it's so hard to keep track of all that. It's actually, you hear all that, and after a while you become desensitized.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
What I would like to say is, it just sort of occurred to me, and I thought, well, you know, if you put some of those salaries on kind of a pedestrian level, or kind of the level all of us people live at, if you make $1 million a year, isn't that $20,000 a week?
Yeah, that's about right.
Now, if you make $10 million a year, isn't that $200,000 a week?
Yep.
I think people don't understand. I hear these salaries bandied about. He makes $130 million, then he gets a such-and-such million-dollar bonus. If you break it down to our terms, the outrage is... Well, I don't know about you, but
no, you're absolutely
wonder.
Right. It brings it down to a scale most people can comprehend. The numbers are reasonable, and again, the wage salary disparity in this country, the wealth disparity, is already way beyond what it was in Egypt at the time of their revolution. Now we're finding out that yes, indeed, the U.S. government has been obfuscating, to put it in the most positive possible interpretation, they have been lying to us about the job statistics for going on 10 years now. That it isn't just an 8-9% unemployment rate, it's 30%. And these 30% have run out of all benefits. They're just scraping by however they can. It's no wonder we've got 4,000 homeless people on this island alone.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I don't think Money Junkies does it justice. When you think about it.
But it's a nice, colorful phrase, and, you know, I got it from Buffy St. Marie. I was over on Kauai for a charity fundraiser for radio station KKCR, and up until that point, I've been using Money Addicts, and she was on stage talking about the Money Junkies, and I said, yeah, that really captures it, not just from the psychological and addictive point of view, but their social status. We're being too kind calling them Money Addicts, like we should feel sorry for them. I don't.
Yeah.
They're money junkies, and they're destroying the entire society around them, and they think that's just the way it's supposed to be. It's cool. It's hip. I know there's this TV show called Intervention, and I remember one of their commercials. I don't watch the show itself because I don't find the subject matter interesting. But I remember this one commercial where they were showing this girl lying on her bed and just saying, no, I'm never going to quit. I'm perfectly happy. That's exactly what these Wall Street CEOs are like. They think the world is just perfect the way it is, and they don't see the damage and destruction they're causing. They're completely incapable of understanding what it's like to be out here living on, you know, a few hundred dollars a month. And I remember that was sort of hammered home when Mitt Romney's wife was going on and on about people just don't understand how hard it is going through college living just on your stock portfolio. And say, try going through college with no investments at all and working at the fast food place on the weekends and going into debt to pay for your college education. And then Obama comes out and says, college debt's no big deal. We just paid off our college loans 8 years ago. And they're just trying to make it acceptable that life in a permanent state of debt slavery is now socially acceptable. And it isn't, especially when most of the debt was manufactured for us by an economic system that by design creates more debt than it does create money. And now we're enslaving the whole world to this same system. And I'm not surprised there's revolution starting in all these countries, and we're overdue for one in this country. I just hope it'll be bloodless.
I think we should call them... I don't think you should do them... You should insult people by calling them anything other than creatures. You know, these people...
Coming from the background money junkie, I think, puts them in the lowest social level. And it doesn't dignify them, and it doesn't ennoble them, and it doesn't justify them. They're money junkies. And I think that's the very best term, and I think Buffy St. Marie just hit it right on the head, which is why I stole that phrase from her right then and there in that auditorium. She absolutely captured what it was all about. She's written a lot of these wonderful songs. She's famous because of the song that she did, Where Eagles Soar, for Officer and a Gentleman. She won the Academy Award for that. But she's written these songs about the idea of uncontrolled greed. And there's this one that she did about this dog that has to keep eating and grabbing food even though it's already eaten all that it really needs, and eventually makes itself sick. And she's describing that kind of money junkie behavior where people just have to have more money, just to have more money. And there are people who can be rich and then do good things with their money, like James Cameron is the example I keep going back to, where he's now taken this fortune he's made with all these wonderful movies he's done, and he's putting it into research and expanding the frontiers of human understanding. And that's really so cool. And I think I admire him more for his oceanographic work than for his movies. And I love his movies. So, those are people where we understand, yeah, that's a good use of wealth and being rich. But then you have the people like Bernie Madoff, or these people who have to have $100,000 wristwatches on their wrist, and oh, you're nobody if you don't have a Rolex on your wrist, and so forth and so on. Those are the people who are caught up in the disease of greed and money addiction. And these are the people we should never allow anywhere near our banking systems. And as I've said and will keep on saying, it makes as much sense having bankers in charge of the national economy as it does having drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. You're not going to get a good result.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had to say, and I just thought I'd like to add to my two cents just to kind of give people a perspective of what kind of money these people have to spend.
Okay, well, remember, in this age of inflation, that was actually about $5.17 you just put in.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day. All right, getting back here, last little note on Israel. The United Methodist Church, unfortunately, wimped out on the boycott divestment. They did not vote to boycott Israeli products. They did issue a statement condemning Israel's behavior and apartheid in many different areas within Israel and with their neighbors, but they stopped short of the boycott. It may have been because somebody reminded them, and a lot of people don't know this. There's actually a United States law that you're not allowed to boycott Israel if you're an institution. As an individual, you can, simply because there's no way to enforce, whether you're not buying Israeli batteries because they're from Israel or because they're just traditionally not very good batteries. But if you're an institution, a business, a school, a college, or a church, and you boycott Israel, you can be subject to federal prosecution, and that's probably the reason they backed off on it. It's another indicator of how completely controlled the U.S. government is by Israel. You're legally can boycott anybody else on planet Earth. You just can't do it to Israel. All right, getting onto some health issues here as we wind up today's show. Out in California, remember all those commercials about the happy cows? For California cheese, and we've got happy cows. Well, they're not very happy right now. The USDA has now quarantined two additional farms in this investigation into mad cow. And the reason it's becoming a problem is, during the Bush administration, the inspections and checks for mad cow were scaled back. It was like one out of every 100 cows had to be tested. And it was only by pure luck that this one cow wound up being tested, because it was showing the symptoms. They euthanized it. They were just going to send it off to the rendering plant for industrial applications for cow parts. And somebody just said, well, we're going to test this one. It's number 100. It could have gone right on through and not been tested. And so now all of a sudden we're looking at the situation where there may be a major mad cow infection in California, and they're just now getting a scale of this thing. Other countries are already saying no more beef products from California. We're doing the same thing here in Hawaii. And again, this is another reason why globalism is such a bad thing. Because if you're dependent on just one or two areas for a particular food and it becomes infected and nobody wants to talk about it, you know, you can spread this disaster all over the planet. California exports beef pretty much all over the world. And now they may have been exporting this fatal illness. Same thing with Japan exporting their seafood all over the world. They're exporting radioactivity. Gulf of Mexico seafood gets exported all over the world. They're exporting Corexit. Wouldn't we be safer if we had local farms in our own community? And if there's a mistake, yeah, you'll lose a community. But you're not placing the entire planet at risk. We need to pull back from this idea of globalism. We need regionalism as a safety mechanism. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going? I wanted to ask you about something, but real quick, I liked your little touch of sarcasm there about the Chinese fella. Maybe they ought to bring him over here to Oakland. It's kind of ironic how Clinton and them will get up and talk about violation of human rights when they turn right around and do exactly the same thing right here in the United States. But I had heard this morning about apparently over there, Poole High School, I believe it is, in Britain. I didn't know if you'd heard anything about this.
No.
Apparently teaching suicide lessons in the high school. And I was wondering if you had heard anything about this, and with this emergence of new age, this I guess new age education, if you will, where they've gone beyond teaching sex education to now teaching homosexuality in schools, if you thought maybe this is something we might see emerging here in the United States over the next couple years, where they start teaching suicide lessons like they're now doing over there in the UK.
Well, it's sort of going to put a whole new spin on those suicide hotlines. You know, you call up the phone, hello, suicide hotline. What's that? You're depressed, you're out of work, you're unemployed, and you're thinking of killing yourself and don't know what to do? Well, how about jumping off a really tall building? No, don't thank us. We're here to help. Click.
Yeah, I just thought it was very disturbing as I was listening this morning.
I agree. I agree, absolutely. But, you know, you've got all these wackos running around saying, wouldn't the Earth be so much better without all those human beings on there?
Well, you know, that goes right into the wanting to depopulate. It sounds to me like they want to start teaching the children to just go ahead and kill themselves so they don't have to waste the vaccines.
If you have a URL on this, would you send it? I'd like to look into that a little bit better if that's actually going on there. But yeah, I mean, we understand some cultures suicide is acceptable. You know, Japan, obviously the obvious example here. And I will be the first person to admit that the Earth is overpopulated because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But the problem with everybody screaming about population control is they always want somebody else to die to make room for them.
Yeah, I know. It's just really sick, but it's real easy to find if you just B-O-U-R-N-E, born mouth echo.co.uk. And just look up anger at pool school suicide lesson, but I'll shoot you an email with that URL in it. The website's
Please
called
do.
The Daily Echo.
All right, I definitely want to look at that if that's really going on. And, you know, it might be there. I know that they've been talking about euthanasia here in the United States of America relative to the new Obamacare, that if curing you will not turn you into a revenue-generating human being again, that they're just not going to bother.
Hey, listen to this just for a second here. An outraged mom has vowed to take her daughter out of lessons in suicide at Poole High School. Janine Garnett says teaching teens about such sensitive issues is inappropriate, and that daughter Jasmine Bird, 15 years old, came home distressed when she found
out.
Okay,
we got to take a break. I'm looking at the story. I'll post it at What Really Happened. I got to let you go. We're at the end of the segment. Thanks a lot for the call, Arthur. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our show today, and I kind of want to finish up on what our last caller was talking about. In looking at the article, it looks like this may have been a religious studies class talking about the ethics and morality of suicide and euthanasia as viewed under certain religious codes. But the parents were upset because along the way they feel the kids are sort of learning how suicide can be carried out, and because there is an epidemic of child suicides in their area, they're a little bit concerned. I think, in all honesty, that our time would be better spent finding out why the kids are driven to suicide rather than worry about where they might find the means to do so, because anybody who wants to kill themselves, there's no end of ways of finding out how. You can go on the internet if you want. But why are our kids killing themselves? Societal pressures, hunger, starvation. Remember, we're after our show here today, we're going out to shoot some more video on this story. 85% food insecurity in our schools, elementary schools here in Hawaii, while the government wants to cut food stamp money even further in order to fund more weapons and bombs and bullets and F-22s to asphyxiate pilots over there at the Pentagon. So I think it's more important to find out, what is our society descended to that our children are ready to kill themselves rather than worry about keeping them from finding out how to do it? So that's what I think about that one. All righty. Now, speaking of the environmentalists thinking what a wonderful place this would be without planet Earth, apparently there's been an accident in a California laboratory where a 25-year-old researcher was handling a meningitis bacteria, which shouldn't have been all of that concern, but apparently he like died just a few hours after handling it and was showing no symptoms at all. And then all of a sudden he says, I'm not feeling well. Take me to the hospital. He's dead before they can get him to the hospital. And so I am sure that the environmental wackos who dream of an Earth pristine without the presence of us ikipu human beings are probably lining up trying to get free samples. And there are people who think like that. In fact, in his book, Rainbow Six, which was the last Tom Clancy book I really enjoyed before I started getting into all this ghostwriting stuff, the villain is a bunch of very rich people who think, wow, this planet would be great if it was just us and nobody else. And they're going to manufacture a plague to depopulate the planet. And like I said, I understand we've got population pressures. And I understand it's easier to kill off the population than to develop the technology to sustain them. But, the problem I have with population control freaks is they're always talking about somebody else having to die or to go without children to solve what they see as a problem. I think that if you truly believe the world is overpopulated, you should lead by example off the top of that very, very tall building here. All righty, let's see. California is now passing a law requiring middle schoolers to provide proof of the Tdap vaccination in order to be allowed into school. This is the whooping cough vaccine, the same one that has now been shown to actually increase your chances of getting whooping cough. And on that note, we will be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Republic Broadcasting, support Ron Paul, support Occupy. Aloha, America.